Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey everyone! I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. In this one, I want to speak to you about something that I've been thinking about for myself and how I think or why I think INFJs turn out to be pretty good writers. In fact, I think INFJs are one of the best careers for an INFJ if they can get over their self-doubt and be confident enough is to be a writer. There's many reasons why I think my personality or an INFJ personality in general is conducive to being a writer. And so you might notice that I'm kind of thinking through the questions or the answers while I'm talking. It's because I'm myself trying to figure out why is it that it's so easy for me to write? Is it so easy for me to imagine all of these different scenarios, all of these different stories, and then put them down on paper and then share them with the world? It wasn't always this easy, but it was always easy for me to write or create stories in my head. It wasn't always easy for me to put it down on paper. It wasn't always easy for me to share with the world. That was actually the hardest thing. But in order to create those stories, it was very easy. It literally is one of the easiest things for an INFJ to do. It's because, first of all, we are daydreamers. or dreamers in general, I would say, we're idealistic dreamers. And we spend a lot of our time imagining the world to be a better place than it actually is. We kind of look at the world and we observe the world in very good ways because we're just sitting there and watching people and watching the world and creating all of this information for ourselves, or creating a database of information for ourselves. And because of all this observation, we kind of have revelations about the world. We realize the world is this and that, not this or that. And when we see the world in all of its imperfections, we have this idea in our head that we want to create a perfect world, an ideal world, a beautiful world. One of those paradises, you know, one of those things where you're like, everything's perfect, and or as much as possible. And so we try to write down, or we create all these stories or scenarios in our head. We create all these dreams in our heads. And then if we're lucky enough and we are good enough and we think we're good enough, we'll actually write those stories down. And if we think even better of ourselves, then we'll even share these stories with the world, which is great, because I really think that more INFJs should be sharing the stories and their imagination with the world. It's very easy for us to be in this imaginary mode because I think we spend more time in our imaginary lands than we do in this real physical realm. I spend most of my day either reading other people's stories or writing my own amazing imaginary stories, or in my head imagining other different scenarios and creating different random stories from that. It's a fun place to be for us. In fact, a lot of times it's the only safe, secure, fun place to be at, because in the real world seems way too scary and way too derogatory and way too put down of us, right? We're always being put down by the real world. And so we want to be in the imaginary world. And a lot of times, a lot of these imaginary worlds are so beautiful to us that we want to put it down on paper. We want to put it down on paper and then we want to share it with the world so that other people can partake in these beautiful worlds that we've created. And so we do that, right? That's one of the main reasons I think we do that. Another reason also is our idealistic sense comes into it, and we imagine that if we are able to share these imaginary worlds with the people, or we're able to share these beautiful realms with individuals outside of ourselves, perhaps one or two of them will actually make it a reality. Now, in a lot of cases, it's very difficult for us to create these worlds in reality. We're good at imagination, we're good at living in our heads, but we're not really good at living or changing the real world. I think ESTPs are really good at that. I think sensors in general are very good at that. But intuitive people, mostly they like to be in their heads, right? And so we share these worlds with the world so that all of those people who are interested in using these ideas and then implementing them into the world will do that. And then perhaps because of one of those ideas that we share with the world will end up being a better place because of someone implementing those beautiful ideas. And so that's our ardent hope and desire with the writing that we put out into the world. Also, we also hope that some particular idea, one or two ideas from our book, will actually also enhance the lives of the people that are reading it. So perhaps they'll read it and something will switch in their brain and they'll go and change the world, or they'll change themselves, or they'll improve themselves, or they'll become the best version of themselves, whatever it might be. But any kind of change for the positive is what we're hoping for from writing these books and sharing our words with the world. Not just books, obviously, but blogs or podcasts even, or these videos. All of this creation, communication creation, I would say, is done in order to share our ideas with the world, to make the world a better place, to make the people in the world better as well, to make them the best versions of themselves, and slowly but surely moving towards that idealistic world that we all want to live upon, right? So obviously the world is imperfect at this moment in time, but it doesn't mean that this is going to be the case forever, or that's what we imagine as INFJs. We dream and hope and desire and aspire to that beautiful paradisical world that is in the future. And we know it's going to be there eventually, perhaps not in our lifetime, but perhaps in the future sometime even. It would be great if it was in our lifetime, but perhaps if not, then in the future sometime, even if we don't get to partake in it, even if we don't get to experience it, we still want to create it for the world to enjoy. And so that's another reason I believe that we really do love, and I really do love writing books and novels. Another thing that really appeals to me is waking people up. That's a big one for me, actually. And I don't know if it's for all INFJs, but it's just the whole idea of spiritual awakening and to snap people's brains open and to wake them up and to make them realize that they're kind of zombies right now, or they're doing something that is not really... they're behaving in a way that's very closed off or narrow-minded. And just to open their minds up to the possibilities out there, to the limitless possibilities out there. That really appeals to me as well, because, you know, a lot of times through words, through communication, you can actually help a person using symbols and metaphors and things like that. You can actually help the person see a different point of view. And all of a sudden, something that they never saw before, something that they never experienced before, something that they never even thought about before, has been presented to them and just blows their mind wide open. It's as if it's like, right? And it happened to me many times in my life where I was living a very closed off life or a very narrow minded life, and all of a sudden someone shared something with me, or I read a book, and it just literally blew my mind open and blew my life open, and I started living a completely different kind of life, a more awakened life, a liberal life, whatever you want to call it. And so that's, again, something that I really aspire to do, not only with these videos, but my words and with my stories. I just imagine that even if one person can live a better, improved life of themselves, or they can be a little bit more awakened in the process, I think that would be totally worth it. I think that those words would have done their work. They would have... That's exactly why I write, right? So that's another one, some of the reasons why we write. But the reason I think we're very good at it is because of our imagination, because of the fact that we're always observing people, things, situations, and then filling our introverted intuition database with it. Because of our introverted intuition as well, we're able to see connections in the world that other people might not be able to see. We're literally sitting here and we're able to kind of gather information from this part of the world, that part of the world, this subject matter, that subject matter, and then all of a sudden all of it comes together because of our introverted intuition and creates this revelation. And this revelation is something that would not have come together because other people don't look at the world the way we do. They're not able to assimilate information from all these different avenues and then have this conclusion based on that assimilated information. And so that introverted intuition is, again, I think one of the reasons why INFJs are good writers, because, again, we're able to create scenarios, we're able to create stories or worlds that are completely different from anything that anyone's really imagined, because we're able to bring all of these interesting ideas together. The books that I write are completely weird because they bring in things from all of the different random interests that I have. And so all the mangas that I read, I bring a lot of Japanese culture into my novels. And then because of all of my interesting sexual tendencies, I bring a lot of BDSM into my books as well. And then because of the fact that I came from a very low caste in India, I bring a lot of caste system into my books as well. And those are just three or four. Technology as well, again, I bring into it because I lived a very technology-filled... I worked in the tech world for so long. So again, because of all the different things that I've done in my life, and because of all the different avenues I've looked at, and because of my introverted intuition, I'm able to bring all these interesting things into my books that normally wouldn't come together if they were just, you know, if they weren't someone's interest. So again, that's again one of the reasons why I think INFJs make good writers, is because of our introverted intuition, because of our observation skills, because of our imagination, because of our, again, introversion. You know, you need to be an introvert, or you need to have the ability to sit at home and write. A lot of people are not able to do that because they're just not able to sit still enough or long enough to actually put words down on paper. And so again, I think introversion is, again, one of those skill sets, or one of the good things about our personality that allows us to become great writers. So I think this kind of concludes all of the different reasons I've thought about that makes INFJs good writers and that gives me my writing skills. But I would like to hear from you guys. A lot of you I know are writers as well. And so I'd love to hear from you. Why do you think you are a good writer? Or why do you think INFJs are good writers in general? I'd love to hear your opinion on the matter. If you have any questions about it, or if you want me to expand on a particular aspect of it, please do let me know and I shall do a follow-up video. Again, thank you so much for supporting me. I shall see you guys in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.